Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 20th of October, the 273rd day of 2025. Only 72 days remain on our journey to 2026. 78 years ago, the Bar Harbor Fire of 1947 was in its infancy, having burned only 169 acres around the Crooked Road in Hull's Cove on Mount Desert Island. But by October 21st, the fire would begin gaining momentum, expanding its territory to the south and southeast, eventually, in the few days to follow, burning over 17,000 acres, 10,000 of them in Acadia National Park. The main factor had been the extreme drought Maine had been suffering as the result of 100 days straight of no precipitation, leading to the landscape becoming one gigantic tinderbox. In the immediate years following the fire, however, the autumnal colors on the eastern half of Mount Desert Island would change from the predominant greens of the original, mostly coniferous, arboreal forest to the variegated palette of red, vermilion, yellow, and brown provided by the deciduous hardwood species, which had begun to flourish when given some room to grow. This past Wednesday's foliage report from Maine's Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry shows all of Maine's coastal leaf color to be at peak, along with that of Inland Zone 3, which includes Bangor, Augusta, and Fryeburg. Everywhere else, west, north, and east, is reported as past peak. We have everywhere and everything in Maine. For example, Norway, Paris, Denmark, Naples, Sweden, Poland, Mexico, Peru, China, all with their distances on one signpost in Lynchfield, Maine. We have others of foreign origin as well, which some folks feel would be likely, since we have close to 500 cities, towns, and plantations in Maine, not counting the unorganized, not to be confused with disorganized, territories. And many of those municipalities were named after their earliest settlers, who came from far and wide. We also have a real place named Egypt in Maine, a village of about 30 people in the town of Franklin in Hancock County, down on the coast. So bring a few seemingly disparate elements together, a Western version of Lao Tzu's The 10,000 Things, and we have birthday boy 19th century French symbolist poet Arthur Rimbaud's Etelle Almay. Is she an Egyptian dancer? In the first blue hours, will she destroy herself like deceased flowers before the brilliant expanse where we feel the enormously flourishing town exhale? It's too exquisite. It's too exquisite, but so necessary for the fisherwoman and the song of the corsair, and also since the last maskers believed in night feasts on the pure sea. Every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of Christopher Wren, Arthur Rimbaud, John Dewey, Charles Ives, Alfred Gwynne Vanderbilt, Bela Lugosi, Jelly Roll Morton, Grandpa Jones, Johnny Best, Art Buchwald, Joyce Brothers, Mickey Mantle, Rosie Brown, Rick Lee, Tom Petty, Viggo Mortensen, and Kamala Harris. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1803, the U.S. Senate ratified the Louisiana Purchase. Heavenward in the southeast sky after midnight, watch for the Orionid meteor shower, which are expected to exhibit 10 to 20 meteors per hour. This evening and tomorrow evening after sunset, look to the northern and to the southwestern sky for Comet Lemon and Comet Swan, respectively, two bright green comets streaming through the sky close to the horizon. And a half hour after sunset, the planet Mercury and the red planet Mars will appear close to one another quite low on the southwestern horizon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this fifth full week of fall and the 43rd week of 2025. Keep the faith.